on BBC iPlayer.
BBC Radio Berkshire, 7 minutes to five right now. Now, what if a big landmark in your town or village was suddenly no longer in its usual place? Well, work has begun on the relocation of a 100-year-old war memorial in Finchampstead, which has met with some opposition. Here's more from the BBC's Joe Campbell.
The stone cross that used to stand on top of the memorial has now been removed and is lying on a flatbed truck just in front of me here. A group of protesters who had hoped to stop this taking place arrived too late, and though they brought placards, they were forced just to stand and watch. You can probably hear just beyond me here as they're continuing with the task of removing the stone plates that bear the names of Finchampstead's war dead. The objective, to move the entire memorial just down the road to a park where it's hoped that they can once more hold services on Remembrance Sunday. But as far as the object is concerned, this is completely unjustified, and they feel that their voices have been ignored.
Well, let's speak to a councillor, but also one of the protesters. We'll start with the protesters from the Save Memorial Group. That is Ian Adams. Ian, hello to you.
Hello.
OK, so why do you think the memorial should stay?
Because it's a iconic village landmark which was placed there as the most suitable site the village had to offer to commemorate the lives of those we lost in conflict. And that's where it lives. That's where it belongs.
When did you find it, or find out when it was going to be taken down?
We found out that it was being taken down at about 9 o'clock this morning. We knew that the parish council had plans and intentions to do so, but we were putting up a very strong defence against why they should not do that. They have chosen to completely ignore the will of the people. They masquerade as a representative democracy, i.e. one that's created by the people for the people, but when the people speak, they simply choose not to recognise them.
OK, we're going to hear from Graham Jukes in just a moment, get his thoughts on that. But, you know, looking at this one, you said it's where it's always been. Why do you think the current site is suitable? Yes, OK, the memorial was put there, but, you know, the world changes, history changes, the way towns work changes too.
It does, but that location hasn't changed in over 100 years. It's the same now as it was when it was put there. The roads may have updated and modernised, traffic may have increased. Whether it's increased to the volumes that the parish council would have you believe it's increased to are very open to argument. Their claims on that are simply unjustified.
OK, well, you've made some points there, so let's throw those at Graham Jukes. Graham, hello to you.
Hello there.
Your parish councillor, Finchampstead, there. So what do you make of what Ian said, you know, about why is the current location unsuitable? Because Ian and those from the Save Memorial Group clearly think that it is the right location.
Yeah, no, I have every sympathy with Ian's position and indeed those who support him. Unfortunately, he's incorrect in a whole range of different areas. Finchampstead is not a time capsule. The population here has trebled since the 1970s, by 2026 there's going to be a further 1,500 dwellings in the parish. Now, most of the people who are going to live in those dwellings and do so at the moment, and the material that goes to build those new homes, passes that memorial at a phenomenal rate. We have calculated through traffic data, and this is correct, 11,500 vehicles a day will go through that junction once the ridges has reopened. The ridges is currently subject to works because it is subsiding and has been so for the last 18 months. Now, you know, the only reasons that Ian comes up with and his group is that it's always been there. Yeah, it has. It was put there when horses and carts were the main mode of transport. Now, you can't walk up that area because the pavement is less than a metre wide, and you get huge great lorries going past there on a very, very regular basis, to the point that you're almost putting your life at danger. Last year, for the memorial, for the Remembrance Day, we held the remembrance service in the park around a photographed pop-up of the memorial. Now, that is ridiculous. We cannot remember our war dead at that junction point. And so by moving it to the memorial park, which was actually purchased after the Second World War for such a remembrance of those who were fallen, we believe is a far better place. We're not vandals. We are renovating, cleaning, and actually making it a better place for people to visit and reflect. We have also, unlike the group that Ian represents, contacted the families of those who actually are remembered on the war memorial, and they have no objections. What we did was, in order, and what we have done, is in accordance with our legislative powers, our requirements to protect the health and safety of residents of this parish, and to honour the war dead, which is what we're doing. The new memorial in its current in this new place will be Grade 2 listed, and will actually mark the space where we can all go to actually remember those who gave their lives for us.
Graham, thank you very much indeed. And also, thank you very much to Ian as well. And we heard the arguments there, and there'll be more on this, no doubt, at bbc.co.uk/Berkshire. Right, we're heading towards five.
From the BBC Sounds app.